The following is a NewBDM.com minicast. Hey there, guys. Welcome to the NewBDM.com minicast. I am your host, NewBDM, and joining me for this episode is my friend Dave Chalker, editor-in-chief of the Critical Hits website and co-host of the Dungeon Master Guys podcast. Hey, Dave, how's it going?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on again.
All right, Dave, you know the drill. We're going to listen to a voicemail from a DM with a question, and we're going to try to answer it. So what do you say we go straight to it?
Let's do it.
Hey, newbie DM. Long-time fan, first-time caller here, with a question about voice of reason in your game. We have an issue in our group that I am DMing where one player character, I guess you could say, is constantly overtaking the action by telling other players what to do. And while this is helpful for new players trying to learn the basics of the game, I find that his actions can be a little overbearing at times. What recommendations would you guys have for politely and helpfully telling the guy to back off while not stepping on his fun of the game, which seems to be helping or manipulating other players? Thanks, and really enjoy what you guys are doing.
All right, Dave, so he's got a problem player at the table. What do you say?
I think one important tool that will kind of make sure you're not singling the guy out, which seems to be a concern, is to ask specific questions of other players. You know, don't let him interrupt you like, you know, you, like, player B, you know, what do you think about this? Or what does your character do? And, you know, go around the table and be very heavy-handed about managing the spotlight. You know, boom, what are you doing? Boom, what are you doing? And, you know, don't let that guy keep bringing it back to him. Like, make sure you're directing the flow appropriately so that the spotlight gets shared around. And if he keeps trying to pull elsewhere, you just got to be able to put your foot down and say, you know, these other guys, like, I need to know what they're doing, and then we'll get back to what you're doing. You know, depending on how he reacts is going to be the level of kind of a jerk that you've got to be in the whole situation.
When you're sitting at the table DMing, you have many roles, and one of the roles that you have to take on is that of traffic cop, and you have to sort of guide the spotlight around the table. You got to direct traffic and see who gets a turn and who gets a turn and who gets a turn and who's going to stand out here and who's going to stand out in this scene and that sort of thing. And if you're DMing this guy, you need to sometimes make sure that you're emphasizing other players and find ways to involve the other players, so that this guy can't really hog the spotlight all the time. And find ways to involve the other characters and make them feel like this is their moment. This is my scene to shine. I'm the thief and I'm doing something because, you know, there's a sneaky scene or one of these stealthy situations. This is this guy's scene. Don't mess it up for this guy, because these guys want to enjoy the game as much as you do. And maybe, you know, talking doesn't hurt. I mean, if you got to pull the guy aside and tell him, listen, dude, You're not letting these guys have fun. That's a fair conversation to have. No, it's not an unfair conversation.
Yeah,
if the guy's making the game less fun for you or the people at your table, you have every right to tell them. And I don't think you're being a jerk by doing so. I think you're being quite the opposite, because you're trying to make the game better for everybody else.
Yeah, and just bringing off that real quick, I mean, you can also, in addition to talking to him, very positive thing to do that's good for games anyways, to make sure that everyone gets their crowning moment of awesome. You know, like, it's something that only revolves around this character, and it's their chance to shine, like you're saying, you know, not just like a scene for them, but also a chance for them to really, like, that totally focuses on their character, that brings in their backstory, that brings in their abilities, that they get something awesome. You give those to other players and they're going to automatically be more involved, and that's not something the other player can steal.
All right, Dave, that'll do it for this episode of the Minicast. I want to thank you for coming on. And before we go, anything you want to pimp?
Just critical-hits.com and Dungeon Master Guys podcast.
All right, there you go. All right, before I close, I want to invite you to keep checking newbiedm.com for tips, tricks, tutorials, and downloads for your D&D game. I'm also talking a bit about the Dragon Age RPG, which I've recently started playing, so you may want to check that out. And if you're a parent and are looking to get your kids into RPGs, why not check out my kids' game, RPG Kids? I wrote it for my daughter, who was 4 at the time, and she loves it, so check that out at newbiedm.com/RPGKids.
The voicemail line for the podcast is 305-349-3026. That's 305-349-3026. So spread the word. We're also taking Dragon Age questions now. So if you have a Dragon Age question, send it in. That'll do it for this episode. Until next time, take care.